The last thing I want to ask you about is the neoadjuvant trials the NSABP is about to launch, and sort of the direction of clinical research in breast cancer, and I guess it's the B40 and the B41 studies. Can you talk just a little bit about sort of what the thoughts are about neoadjuvant clinical trials right now and what the thinking is in terms of these two studies?
Well, of course, all of this started with looking at the success of B18 and then building on top of the improved breast-conserving benefit that neoadjuvant chemotherapy delivered in B18 and the reduction of positive node status. B18 showed that in the group that had the complete in-breast pathologic tumor response that there appeared to be better prognosis long-term as well. And that was carried over into 27 with the three arms. And again there, when one looks at where were the benefits that came from that, we didn't show a dramatic improvement in breast-conserving therapy. It was pretty uniform in the three groups. Node status was, again, improved or downstaged with neoadjuvant chemotherapy. I think the key item in 27 that came out was that there was, in the group that received all of the neoadjuvant chemotherapy prior to surgical intervention, that there was a reduction in or an improvement in relapse-free survival. And that came basically from reducing the in-breast tumor recurrences. And I think that was an important part. The other item that came out of there was that the axillary nodes are still extremely prognostic in those patients, and patients who had complete pathologic response, if they had complete nodal response, did extremely well. If they had residual pathology in their nodes, they did not do as well long term. And this holds both in the groups as they separated into each of the arms. So I think that was a key item to look at. And so the question was, can you push the envelope one step further and look at agents that could improve the pathologic complete response, use that as the surrogate essentially for outcome, since we seem to be less tolerant of waiting for survival data nowadays. And so that's what led to the conception of B40, and the format there now is to use the Adriamycin, Cytoxan, and Taxotere, but couple that either with Xeloda or Capecitabine and Gemcitabine with that as well. And so that's kind of the format there now for the three arms to push that forward. And that is going to also be coupled by looking at molecular markers and obtaining the biopsies prior to the treatment with neoadjuvant chemotherapy and then afterwards, again, to try to provide a molecular taxonomy for both prediction of response and hopefully for long-term prognosis. Currently, there is discussion in that trial also to use a targeted molecular therapy as well. So that in addition to the oral agents. And so that trial is right now still not gone completely forward in its acceptance through the NCI and is being reestablished in that sense. So there'll be a little bit more work yet on that to come out.